It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in living our best lives. I am Catherine Lang, your voice of encouragement or face of encouragement, depending on where you're tuning in. I know that we are designed to live unique and bold and purposeful lives. And we have been on this journey the last several weeks, discovering what it means to live that life. It all started with a book called Hope for the Flowers. And if you've never read Hope for the Flowers, please check it out. It is a wonderful children's book, very simple read, that explains how when we walk out our best lives, we don't get distracted by the pillars that everybody else is trying to climb. So we started this process of what is it to talk butterfly? Because you cannot talk butterfly to caterpillar people. Now, what that means is if you have ever attempted to talk possibility living to someone who is tethered to the world, you know how frustrating it is. So we talked about how we could go from being these tethered caterpillars into taking flight into our possibilities. When we take flight into our possibilities, we are living our unique design. We're walking out our unique path because we each have a unique path to walk. Your way and my way are going to be different because we are different. And as long as we're trying to settle into this path that someone else has created, this rut that they have dug in the road, we get stuck. If you've ever been in a rut, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we are breaking out of the rut. We are rutless living. We are pursuing our unique design. So over the next several weeks, we're going to be talking about what it takes to keep on keeping on. Once we've taken flight into our possibilities, once we're pursuing our big dream goals, how do we keep doing that? How do we keep moving in that direction? Because constantly the world is bombarding us with these negatives. So we're going to talk about all the different steps it takes to keep on keeping on. This week, we're going to be talking about how you keep caring. And that can be a real struggle in a world of negative Nellies. When you are around people that just don't seem to care, how do you keep caring? Well, first, you have to recognize that caring puts others before self, that caring also clarifies perspective, that caring increases connections, and caring strengthens your bonds. And finally, caring develops a habit of being present. When you have all of these woven together, then you can begin to understand how caring is not about what other people are doing or about reciprocation from other people. It is about your own heart. And this week, our focus is about putting others before self. You know, we all want to put other people before ourselves, right? We want to be the ones at the stop sign that let the other people go, which is good as long as it's not breaking the true rhythm of things. So if you, just for the record, if you come to a four-way stop and there's nobody there, it's your turn to go. If you come to a four-way stop and someone else is already there, it's their turn to go. And that's how you keep the flow of traffic going. We need to understand the rules about what it means to put others before self and not become forgetful of self in the process. So we're going to stop, look, and listen. Then we're going to practice patience and exercise empathy. That is how we're going to get to a place where we put others before self. And really, it is all about developing a heart for caring for the people around us, being intentionally present. Thank you, Mark. Intentionally present in the lives of the people that we encounter. So the first thing is we have to stop. If you're going to be intentionally invested and present with other people, you have to stop what you're doing. despite the fact that I can work on and type while my husband's talking to me and understand what he's saying to me and hear what he is saying to me. I don't as much as I used to. And I try to really be conscious of that because he wants me looking at him. And even if I'm typing while I'm looking, it doesn't count. Not for him. He wants my full undivided attention. And it shouldn't be so much to ask. If I stop what I'm doing for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, the world will not end because I stopped for 30 minutes to invest in my family. When we are looking for ways to be engaged in people, we're going to have to stop and set aside our expectations of our timing, which is why practicing focused flexibility is so important. Because when these times come up where you can be invested in other people, you want to be able to stop, but not get so distracted that you forget about your own journey. So we stop, completely engage in the opportunity, and see how that we can be a force of encouragement or accountability or support for the person where they are. Not what we think they need to be doing, but for the person where they are. And if you stop and listen to people, if you stop, if you practice all these steps together, first stop, you begin to see that maybe what you thought they were supposed to be doing isn't even close to what God's calling them to do. The first thing to be able to put others before self is to stop. But the second thing is very closely related, because once you stop, you need to look. You got to look at them. You got to look at the situation. You got to look at the body language. You've got to look at the circumstances around the moment. If you are going through the grocery store and you literally back into somebody, been there, done that, and they engage you in conversation, you should stop and you should listen, but also be aware of your situation. Be aware of what's going on around you. So listen to their hurt, their struggle, their hang up, whatever it is they're facing, and be an encouragement, be a support, be engaged, be intentional, but also be aware that this is not the time for, especially if you have frozen food in the cart, for a deep theological discussion. Instead, try this. Hey, you know what I would really like to do? I would really like to dig into this more with you. Why don't we schedule a coffee time together or maybe lunch one afternoon? I'll host. Now you have not only stopped and listened, but you have created a pathway for additional engagement down the road. When we actively listen to what others are saying, then we can begin to formulate a plan to address what they're saying. Active listening means I am fully tuned into the words that they are saying instead of trying to formulate what I'm going to say back. That's been a hard thing for me to learn because I get so excited, especially when we're talking about purpose living, that I tend to run over what other people are saying. And when I run over what other people are saying, I miss the truth of what they're saying. But when I stop and I fully actively listen to what they're saying, then I can hear so much more than I may have even expected to hear. Because it is not about what I get to say, it's about what they are saying to me. So not only do I stop and look, but I begin to listen to the words. Stop, look, listen. See, they're so closely related that I completely mixed those two up. We have to stop, we have to look, pay attention, and we have to listen here, active listening. I got them mixed up on my own. But they're all so closely related that you can't really mix them up. if you're going to be fully invested in caring for someone else, and you're going to put others first, you do have to do all three of these steps. You have to stop, you have to look, you have to listen. Stop, look, listen. If you don't stop, look, and listen, then it is no longer about them. It is about you. Either I get caught up in, I'm wasting time, my food's melting in the grocery cart, or I really need to be working on this project. And I begin to go, do you ever do that when you're reading the Bible? You're sitting there, you're reading the Bible, then all of a sudden you're two chapters through the Bible and you don't remember a word you read because you were planning dinner. The same thing can happen when we're trying to be invested in other people. If we practice the habit of stop, look, and listen, then we are able to keep our mind from chasing those squirrels. And when we keep our mind from chasing those squirrels, we stay fully activated, invested, and engaged in what the other person is trying to convey to us. Now, sometimes it's just chit-chat, and sometimes we need that in our lives. We need people that are just going to share a smile, share a joke, share a moment with us. But sometimes the words that we're saying are so much deeper. And when we are actively invested in putting that person first, they will feel it. And when they feel it, they're able to expose their heart to us a little bit more. And when they can expose their heart to us, we can see the truth of what they're really trying to say. And that gives us the ability to move to the next level, to take another step, to be relentlessly helpful in their lives. Instead of just having fun and making friends, now we're finding ways to be relentlessly helpful for these people that we've connected with. So we've stopped, we've looked, we've listened, but now we're going to practice patience. If you have children, you understand why this is funny. Others aren't always going to be where you are. They're not always going to be where you want them to be. Others aren't always going to agree with you. But if you choose to be patient with them and let them be where they are and let them be open and honest with you in that moment, then you open up the door, you open up the possibility for the relationship to grow, but also for the hearts that are involved in the relationship to grow on both sides. Just because you know it all doesn't mean you can't learn more. And remember, there is somebody that you encounter sometime today, tomorrow, yesterday, that had to practice patience with you because you aren't where they think you should be and you don't think like they think you should think. We are all on our individual journeys. And if we're going to truly be invested in putting others before self, then we have to allow each and every person to walk their path, to walk it in their time, to do things their way, because it's their journey. My job is to encourage, support, and if requested, to hold accountable. If I am taking the time to encourage, support, and when requested, hold accountable, then I am choosing to put others before self. And when you combine this with the stop, look, and listen technique, now we are truly becoming invested in people. And when we truly become invested in people, we set a foundation for growing relationships, but more importantly, for people to feel comfortable and confident confiding and trusting in us. We are designed to be in relationship. In order for the relationships to truly take hold, we have to be confident and comfortable confiding in each other. So the final step is, first was stop, second was look, third was listen, fourth was practice patience. Now we're in the fifth step, and it is exercise empathy. My husband will tell you I have no empathy. But the truth is, I have empathy. I feel what you feel. And I have to work very hard not to get caught in those feelings. If you're upset or someone has wronged you, I want to put on full battle armor and charge the gates. But that's not always the best plan. And often it becomes a distraction to me. Empathy is all about being able to see the heart of someone else and being willing to walk in their shoes. The key is not to allow the emotions that are caught in that journey, that are stirred up around that journey, to become the driving force. Remember, anytime emotions are driving, you will end up in a ditch. We are not to give emotions control. We're looking for a place of peace. We're looking for a place of hope. We're looking for a spark of encouragement in this journey. When you empathize with somebody, you can begin to see these, especially go back to the beginning. We stop, we look, we listen, we practice patience. Now we're exercising our empathy. I relate to where you are. I hear you from where you are. How can I encourage you in this next step? What you're going to find is you'll have two types of people that you encounter in these situations. One is going to want to continue to complain. The other is going to ask for specific targeted help in some form. I need prayer. I need accountability. I need some suggestions. I need some critique. If they're stuck in complaints, there's nothing you can do to fix it. And that's why I often have been told I don't have empathy, because when I meet those people and they're stuck in their complaints, I can't help when you're stuck in complaints. You can't hear my encouragement. So I don't get caught in it. We're putting others first, but we're not getting lost in others' emotions. When we put others first, we are developing a connection that's going to give us the ability to be relentlessly helpful in their lives. So we're going to stop, look, listen, practice patience, and exercise empathy in order to build the foundational relationships that we're going to grow up into a caterpillar tribe. Do you want to be part of the caterpillar tribe? I want you to be part of the caterpillar tribe. I want you to be taking off into all of your possibilities. So reach out to me today. Let's get connected. Let's get you started in this process. You can go over to katherinelang.com. You can see right there. Beep, 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 beep. You can see katherinelang.com. There is a button there. Click it. Schedule a talk with me today. It's completely free. Let's begin to figure out how to get you invested in the life that you want to live. Also, remember, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and share this out with your friends. The more people we get involved, the quicker we're going to change this world. And I don't know about you, but I am ready to see a world overflowing with hope and possibility. We need more of that, because when we have more hope and possibility, we have more joy. And when we have more joy, the ride is just much more fun. So please share, subscribe, and comment. You have an amazing purpose. Let's ignite it today. Thank you for joining me for Growing Hope. Until next time, in all that you're doing, be blessed and find a way to be a blessing to the people that you encounter.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.